KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In this hour, we will do our T-Pain ticket giveaway. And then also, coming up in the next segment, we'll have the great action movie hero bracket.
Dude, I actually...
You're pumped, right?
I rewrote it. I'm furious about two of the things that are listed. So I can't wait.
But we're going to start with this. Just past the midway point of the season... Who is the most disappointing Texas Rangers player so far? They're all pretty Texas Ranger-y.
I mean, obviously, Jack Leiter has a zero batting average right now. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All right. If you missed last night, you're coming up to the pitcher spot. Hopefully, you were listening right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you were listening to the TV broadcast, which at the time I was, Mike Bassick suggested that Jacob DeGrom come up to bat.
What was his reasoning on
that? Because he had the best batting average bona fides among the bunch. He hit .204 in his career. And again, props to Mike for not leaning into the, that'll fit right in with this team. I appreciate that. He did not say that. I appreciate that.
Got to give Mike some credit.
Absolutely.
For what he's done there.
And so they lost in extra innings again, four straight extra innings games, and they've lost three of them. So this has been a disappointing season. I don't feel like that's a stretch to say that whatsoever. So in this disappointing season, just past the midway point, who has been the most disappointing player? Because I actually have a different answer than the next part we're going to get into. And believe it or not, I didn't say Josh Jung, even though the rest of the segment is going to be, we need to have a conversation about Josh Jung and what exactly is going to happen with him. So you might think... that my answer is madness. All right. I want to prepare you for that possibility. My answer for the most disappointing Texas Ranger this season is Corey Seager.
He was consideration for me.
Okay.
But your expectations for Corey Seager are so high.
Yes, exactly. So there's a couple of different, actually, there's a variety of different reasons for that. First of all, you've played 85 games and Corey Seager's played in 53 of them.
Yeah.
And I know people will say he's tied for the offensive war lead on this team. First of all, that's not saying a lot. Second of all, his batting average year over year is down 34 points. You want to look at where it was in the World Series year? It's down 83 points. His OPS is down 94 points. You want to go back to the World Series year? I don't think you're ready for it. It's down 243 points. And the pop hasn't particularly been there this year because even in the previous 2 years, he missed huge chunks of game. He missed like 40 games per season. He was still putting out 30 home runs. He has 10 right now. He has 23 RBIs.
Kevin, scoring position... 182, runners on 203. And
yikes.
I want to say that there's there's this trend of power coming back because there have been, he has four home runs in June. He had four home runs in April. He only had two in May. And I was hoping here in the last few days, because he had three of those four home runs from June in the last 7 days. Like that, maybe something's on the right path. But as Chris Young said earlier, I got to see more consistency now because so far, this half in the season, Corey Seager has been, man, he's hitting 188 at night.
Wow, really? So
what? No, in the daytime. My bad.
So that's my answer there. I think there are a lot of feasible answers here, but I'm going to go with Corey Seager just because I think you can make a really strong argument. He hasn't even been your best player this year, and he should be your best player offensively at least. By a good deal.
I think, Kevin, I know what this segment is right now. I do want to give a lot of love to Michael Hellman for last night and that amazing stolen base turn to score.
Yes, we needed it.
Wow, that was awesome. And everybody in my family last night thought it was hilarious that both Hellman and Mayo were playing in a baseball game together. And
nice.
That was fun to see as well. So like that was a big discussion point in the Majors household last night. I guess Leody Taveras is out now because he's no longer a Ranger. And that would have probably been your number one,
I can see
considering
that.
Your disdain for Leody Taveras.
Not disdain.
But the I'm going to go with Jock Peterson.
Fair.
A 131 batting average is not good. And when you're a starter, when you are supposed to be a power hitter, when you're supposed to be one of those guys that brings back the pop to this lineup, and you're not even getting on base, you're not drawing enough walks for it. It's not. He did start to. I think he started drawing a lot more walks later, but he was not hitting, and he looked like he couldn't even see the baseball. Now I know he was getting hot as the injury happened, but I don't know that it was enough to turn the lineup around. Maybe it will be. And maybe when he comes back, we'll be able to get that version of him that's very ultra focused.
Yeah.
But we saw spring training what his work was.
Look, we talked about it on air many times, and I'm not familiar with all of his work in previous spring trainings. He was D-ing around at spring training.
You have to have a light person in a clubhouse.
For sure.
You always have to have somebody that can do that kind of thing. But they also have to be able to put that work in too.
Yeah.
That's where the respect from the teammates comes, while also knowing that he cracked a good joke or he was doing something silly. But that's just Jock. Wait till he gets up to the plate. Wait, because he's worked his butt off and it just hasn't happened yet. Hope. But again, like you said, this is the first part of the season right now.
Yep.
We got another season that can turn things around.
Yeah, no, and that's true. A lot of people have a lot of different answers, and you know it's probably not a great season when there's so many different viable answers. So I'm going to run through some of these, and I actually had a list of five under consideration, and that's not what you want. You don't want to say that in your team of 26 players, I can pretty easily put forth five that have been the most disappointing. For the 817, it's Josh Jung from the 682. Most disappointing for me is Jock Peterson from the 254. You mean other than Jock Peterson or Chris Young from the 214? It's 100% Seager from the 817. I'm with you, Kevin, on Corey Seager from the 214. It's Josh Jung. Why hasn't Bruce Bochy sat him yet? He kind of has. We'll get back around to that in just a second. From the 682, Haim and Adolis Garcia for me. We talked about this earlier in the show. You might be seeing the last month of Adolis Garcia with the Texas Rangers. And from the 682, I hate to do this. Love the kid. We've gotten to chat with him numerous times, but this is totally fair. It's Wyatt Langford. I didn't have Wyatt Langford on my list. So my list was Corey Seager at the top, but I also thought total consideration could be given to Jake Berger, Jock Peterson, Kamar Rocker, and Josh Jung. Now, Kamar Rocker, last couple starts, hopefully looks like we're moving back in the right direction. But Wyatt Langford is another person that maybe we were guilty again. I was guilty
again.
He's
in the middle of the pack, not leading the pack. And that's like 13 home runs for him. 25 feels good.
Yeah.
13 home runs. Cal Raleigh's at what, 33 now?
33.
So you're 20 behind that. That's the leaders of the pack.
Right.
And he's at 13. But if you're at 13, you can't hit 232.
And that is the issue, once again, year over year, because I'll admit, I pretty much took it for granted that Wyatt Langford would just get better this year. And that's not necessarily how sports works. Actually, that's not necessarily how life works. Just because you get older to a certain point, you get better. That's not necessarily how that works. But I did take it for granted that Wyatt Langford was going to be better. But look at it year over year. All right, it is true. He's on pace to have better power for sure. Fewer RBIs, you can argue that as a product of the rest of the team. I'll listen to that. OPS, down 11 points. On-base percentage, down 17 points. And as Corey just brought up, batting average, down 21 points. So I was thinking this would be a 275 hitter.
Yeah.
This would be a 360 on-base percentage. This would be an 800 OPS. And he would take a big step forward. Not only has he not taken a big step forward, he hasn't taken any step forward except in the power department. I don't think he's necessarily taken a huge step back, but the problem is at a time when Wyatt Langford is super cheap and you've run into some financial issues with this organization, he's just stood still.
I have felt that he's been more comfortable in the outfield, playing multiple positions defensively.
You know what? I would agree with that.
So I'll give him some credit there. And overall, this team defensively, there have been a couple plays. But they're overall, they've
growing
been one
pains.
Of the strengths of this team.
Yeah.
And you know, while Mike will remind me, look, hey, they're number five in defensive numbers. I like to be number one. All right. So what's the, like, make 100% of your free throws. Like, what's wrong with that? So that's one credit I'll give him, is he did have to grow there during the offseason. So he didn't grow enough at the plate. I understand, but I will give him a little bit of that. So I'll take a little heat off of him.
All
right. He's got time.
So I've only seen this name pop up once or twice, but I thought it was very relevant to dive into it. It's Marcus Semien is their biggest disappointment. All right. If we had done this segment exactly a month ago, I'm totally with you. Disappointment city across the board, I would be totally with you. But look at the month of June that Marcus Semien had. He hit 324 with an on-base percentage of 383. If you're like, that's great, Grandpa, give me the stat I actually want. No problem. OPS, 932. Now, you look at the rest of his season, that brought him up from, consider this, Corey, going into the month of June, do you know what his OPS was? Terrible.
100.
Okay, well, it wasn't that bad. That's my fault. 536.
That's okay. That's better than I thought.
At the end of the month, it was 668. So he raised his OPS 130 points. Now, part of the reason for that is because his OPS was so bad. But OPS that month of 932, four home runs and 16 RBIs. Think about this. In the rest of the entire season, he had four home runs and 21 RBIs. So he put together a season's worth of work in June. That's why I'm not going to say Marcus Semien, because he had a really strong June. But I get it.
Last night for him, it just felt like he's going up to the plate. I'm getting on.
Sure.
But nobody was on in front of him. And that was fresh, like Corey Seager's out. Now we have two outs and Semien gets on. And okay, who's behind him? Adolis? He's about to strike out. You know, it was a frustrating night last night in that game.
I mean, Marcus Semien has gobbled up Baltimore. Also Seattle, even though, you know, well, I know one of the things mattered. But yeah, he's been putting together multi-hit efforts. But sometimes, like to your point, when there's nobody on base, it doesn't really matter. So that's the only reason I wouldn't say Marcus Semien. But I totally get it. If you look at his overall numbers, they're still abysmal. But at least that one I can say is trending in the right direction.
My hope is, and Bochy said this, a lot of guys have said this, hitting is contagious. I hope the contagiousness of Marcus Semien gets to the other guys, because he's that guy that I think once it gets going, he can stay consistent like this. Once he finds his timing, he can be there for a while. And if he can do those things over a stretch of time, the teammates might start really clicking in of, man, that's our guy. That's our leader. And he's doing it. I got to get going.
Yeah. And but I did see this. I'm not going to dismiss this. We just don't agree on this, which is totally fine. The 469. It's not fair to say Corey Seager, just because your expectations are higher for him. If he was hitting 328, we would still be three games under 500. I absolutely disagree with that. Absolutely disagree with that. Look at last night's game as an example, not just for Corey Seager, but how many opportunities the Rangers had before you got to extra innings. Corey just threw out some of the struggles with runners in scoring position. If Corey Seager, just him, raised his game, I think you would easily flip this record by three games. I think you would easily be at least three games above 500. And that could be low. Okay, so you would be at least 44 and 41. And that's not all Corey Seager's fault. I'm just saying
that's how important he is to the lineup.
Yeah, and I disagree with the assertion that if he was hitting at 2023 levels, you'd still have the same record. I do not believe that is factually accurate. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't worry, tomorrow we'll balance it out with the positivity of it. And we didn't even, you know what, real quick then, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do this, but real quick, bonus content. We'll ask Bruce Bochy tomorrow about Josh Jung. And Evan Grant even put out a story about it, is once you get to 1,000 career plate appearances, like, the book starts to get written on you. And unfortunately, the book on Josh Jung is starting to, like, kind of tail away from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of
his 1,000 have been broken up into different components.
For
and
sure.
That's been, but it is what it is after 1,000.
Yes.
Know?
And it's, the number suggests he's regressing as a hitter, not progressing. And he's susceptible to the fastball up and in. He can't hit it, but he also can't lay off of it. He got hurt going after one of those things. And so we'll ask Bruce Bochy tomorrow for sure. Will you try giving him another, like, couple of mental games off, or will you go the Jake Berger route and be like, hey, I need you to reset at the minors, because this version of Josh Jung, it ain't working. He could help lead us to a World Series in 2023, and that's phenomenal. But this version, it ain't working right now. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who is the best hero from an action movie? We will get the bracket going. Be ready, because we will need tie-breaking votes, and we might even have a special guest or two. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Whole lot of quick notes for you. The Miami Heat lead the way, followed by the Denver Nuggets and Portland Trailblazers for the next team to get Damian Lillard. Also,
Mavs are 16th in that, I believe.
Okay.
They're 33-1.
Aww. Also, Neil Graham has been promoted. He will be the Stars assistant coach behind Glenn Gullitson, and maybe Radek Foxa is coming back to the Dallas Stars. Still waiting for confirmation on that, but that is a potential. Now, we move in to the great action hero discussion, and to do so, we've added in Eric Chiafalo from the G-Bag Nation. Now, if I understand this correctly, you did not like being back with your show and wish you were still here, and that's why you're here now.
Yeah. I had so much FOMO, and I'll tell you, I am bummed that I didn't get to see the Corey Majors tan yesterday.
Yeah.
That thing.
Here it is.
Gosh,
here
that looks good, man.
It is nice right now. I'm pretty happy, and that's why Tank Top Tuesday works, you know, because the tan. I came in here all pasty.
That would have been a bad look.
Or without tattoos, because he doesn't have as much of a tan, but he has tattoos that make him look awesome.
That's right.
Alec. And all those muscles.
Yeah.
And all
I'm trying.
Hey, Medford.
Definitely.
What's up, Cheech?
The tank tops on Medford, they get so tight, and you can see the pierced nips, which is a nice touch.
It's not a thing.
But the birthday glow plus the beach tan, you're on fire today, Corey.
Thanks,
great
buddy.
To see
Thank
you. Happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank
We've
you.
We've got Appreciate muscles, it. Medford. We've got Tweet Me Chia Follow.
Ooh.
Obviously, birthday boy, Corey Majors. I will get a vote as well, but that means we could need tie-breaking votes.
Yeah.
Now, it's possible somebody else from the station or in the building will run in to try to vote, but we're also going to turn it over to the fan text and the Twitch and the YouTube. Now,
dude, this is tough.
This bracket was not created by us. People always get mad at the bracket. This was created by Barstool Sports. I'm going to give you an opportunity because Corey wants to replace somebody in the bracket. All right. Seed number 14, Inspector Lee from Rush Hour. That if of all the Jackie Chan movies you're going to pick, that is a curious one to me. Corey, who would you like to sub that out for?
This is wild because he already has two entries, but John Matrix from Commando. And you're looking at me like I've never seen Commando, Corey.
I go Commando all the time.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, same. Arnold Schwarzenegger would be three on this bracket for him. But Commando, hey, they have my daughter. What was her name, by the way? What was his daughter? She was from Who's the Boss? Samantha.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano was his daughter. Milano. Yes, thank you. And he was like, they have my daughter. What are they doing? What were they thinking? They didn't know who they're effing with right now. And then he got his daughter back. So I like it. Somebody said this list is stupid. And it hasn't even started yet.
Oh, no.
Ooh, they can foresee the future.
Would you like to... Would you? I'll approve All right. of this change. Are you guys okay if we take out Rush Hour for Commando?
I mean, I do like the idea of Jackie Chan making an appearance in this bracket at some level, but I also wouldn't make the argument for Rush Hour to be the Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
That, so, like, Concur. I'm fine with it.
All right. Here we go. The shockingly overseeded number one, Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible against Harry Stamper from Armageddon. All right, even though I think Ethan Hunt is rated way, way too high, I'm going to vote for him.
It's an easy win. That's an easy victory for Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that's a blowout victory
okay.
for Ethan and the Hunts.
All right, now things are going to get a little tougher. Your 8-9 matchup. Rambo against the T-9000 from the Terminator from Terminator 2. Because again, we're picking specific movies and series, not just the actor. So it's Rambo against Terminator. Who you got?
Eric, I want to tell you a little story real quick.
Mm.
Sometime when I was younger, 20s. We were sitting there watching Rambo one day, and all the guys are just hanging out. One of the girlfriends walks in and sits down, and she was like, "What are y'all watching?" And we said, "Oh, this documentary about this guy and how he was overseas and he broke out of prison." And
I've
like
we've seen some things.
And she locked in. Like she was like, "Oh, true story? I'm in on this." And she watched it and she was just going, like, "I can't believe all this really happened." And she watched all of them. Watched every single one of the Rambo movies, believing that it was a true story about a real
Amazing.
Man.
Amazing.
That's just what kind of actor Sly Stallone is, man. Like, he can make you think this is real life.
That being said,
I'm going Rambo.
I'm going Jonathan Rambo.
I am voting Terminator.
Oh.
Alec, you voting for
There's
John
a robot.
Rambo. Robots have feelings too.
Well, they don't.
Thanks to our poor programming.
In like 5 years, they will.
Or are you going Terminator?
I was going to go Terminator, but that story from Corey pushed me over the edge that he's so believable.
Wow.
It's got to be Rambo.
Rambo
yeah.
moves into the quarterfinals.
That was gonna happen. Thanks.
Now, perhaps the weirdest matchup, and I will need some clarification here. It's James Bond as the number 4 seed versus James Bond is lower than Ethan Hunt. Get out of here. Versus Rick O'Connell from The Mummy. Now, somebody asked if.
Incredible.
Yeah. I don't. If Ripley. From the Alien movie series, do you count that as action movie or is that a horror movie or is it a sci-fi movie? Because somebody asked about Ripley. She is not in this bracket. I think she is more worthy of being in this bracket than Rick O'Connell.
I can't disagree with that, even though I think that's more of a sci-fi situation. Now, what was the other...
Rick O'Connell from The Mummy
yes.
is your option to
love
sub
those
him
movies.
Out.
I love the
oh,
Mummy
Oh, we're
movies.
Just we're yeah. doing a sub situation.
Do you want to sub Rick O'Connell out?
With who?
With Ripley from the Alien movies. I wish we would have gotten the other one.
Yeah, Walchuk is texting in right now. Terminator would kick Rambo's ass.
Oh, see? That's why I needed you here, Walchuk.
He's a robot. That's why. Of course he would. Rambo's a real man.
Let's keep the Mummy.
Okay. What say you?
I'm going James Bond.
All right. James Bond. He was talking about replacing.
See, that's why I was confused.
I need you guys all on the same freaking page.
James Bond wins.
All right. James Bond is the winner. Just for the record, I would have voted Ripley over James Bond.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. You would have?
Yeah.
I'm a Pierce Brosnan guy myself.
Ripley would destroy James Bond.
That doesn't make her better.
No.
I mean,
He has too much technology behind him.
Well, because she wouldn't fall for his stupid charms and his no means yes. Take a look at some of those older Bond movies. All right. The woefully underseeded John McClane from Die Hard against the bride from Kill Bill.
Thank you. Turn on the sprinklers and Terminator's done. All right. I'm going to go with John McClane on this one. Yippee-ki-yay.
Mother trucker.
You can't. Yeah. I'm a John McClane guy myself.
All right.
And he's a Tank Top Tuesday kind of guy.
Yeah, he is.
He definitely is.
Without shoes, too.
All right. Yeah.
Walking in glass.
Just bloody feet.
We're going to have some controversy on the other side of the bracket.
Yes. Other side of the bracket's tough.
And perhaps the toughest first round matchup.
Ooh.
Do you want to start with that? Let's start with that. The 6 versus an 11 seed. Jason Bourne versus... Brian Mills. Do you know who Brian Mills is?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, he has a specific set of skills.
Oh.
It's the dude.
It's Liam Neeson?
Yes. From Taken.
We just think of him as Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it's Liam.
They're like, that's Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Trying to save his kid and his wife. People die, though.
Ooh.
This is tough.
This is extremely difficult. I got respect for both of these guys. But I think I'm going Bourne, bro. I think I'm going Jason Bourne.
I love Liam Neeson in Love Actually.
What?
He's great in that movie.
He's wonderful in that.
He's so good in that movie.
But Jason Bourne, like I don't know how he dies ever. Like I don't think it'll happen. So
some awesome fight scenes in those movies.
Alex, yes. What?
Did he kill the guy with a pencil?
That's the one I'm thinking
of. He's like, got him.
What say you, Alec?
I love the sound effects. that's tough. Those are two of my favorites. I'll go Jason Bourne.
All right. Jason Bourne advances. Now, get cut number 12 ready for me, please. We have subbed in John Matrix from Commando as the number 14 seed going up against this man.
I came here to save you.
Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior? I told you.
That is Indiana Jones as the number 3 seed. I vote Indiana Jones.
I love Indiana Jones. Temple of Doom forever.
Did you know that the reason why the villain in Temple of Doom reached out and ripped the person's heart out is because George Lucas, who wrote the movie, was literally going through a divorce at that time.
Oh, subliminal.
Yeah.
Scornful woman.
So it's Dial of Destiny, Crystal Skull.
Shut up.
Those are the top two, right?
No!
I love Indiana Jones. Everybody seems to hate the other two movies, and I'm like, I don't care. They're Indiana Jones. I know I brought John Matrix into the mix here.
Yeah, you
just
did.
Just for him to lose.
That is. Yeah, that is kind of.
I would have reseeded everything had he been on here earlier. You
know? That was kind of a fascinating decision. All right.
Sorry about that, Commando.
We go back to Arnold Schwarzenegger as Dutch from Predator going up against the number 7 seed. Give me cut number 11. It's this man.
Tomorrow you'll have returned all the money you extorted from those people. You'll tell them it will never happen again. You do that and this video will never be seen. Don't, and a half an hour later you'll watch the uncut version on every news outlet in the area. Now I'm offering you a chance to do the right thing. Take it.
Now that is Robert McCall from The Equalizer. Of course, Denzel Washington. I love Predator, though. I'm going to vote for Dutch.
Oof, this is a pretty good matchup, I would say, but I'm such a Denzel guy. I mean, I don't even know, like, Man on Fire Denzel, Equalizer Denzel. You can.
Interesting.
I take either one of those.
One more matchup ahead, so you just wait. Oh
yeah, I'm going Denzel.
Okay, that's smart to pick him now because I don't think you can pick him in the next one. I love Denzel too, I really do. But Dutch and Predator. Dude, he fought an alien.
Kill me!
Nobody can do that. Not even a woman out there could defeat an alien.
She did numerous times.
Then why was there a second one?
You know how women are.
What? That doesn't work here, PJ.
Why was there a third?
Ted. All right.
I appreciate it, though.
What a mav.
So, who's your vote for?
I'm going with Dutch.
All right, Alec. Going Dutch from Predator. Robert McCall from The Equalizer.
Don't screw this up, Medford.
I don't think I can screw this up because I think both are great. But I'm going to go Dutch.
Oh, now.
There's nothing against you, Giafalo.
Like, no, not at all.
The only Dutch I acknowledge is Holland.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we get to our last first round matchup, and a lot of people have been asking about one specific individual. Let's see if they made the cut. It is the number 15 seed, John Creasy, from Man on Fire.
Yeah.
Against number 10, this man.
When Ellen died, I lost everything. Until that dog arrived on my doorstep. A final gift for my wife. In that moment, I received some semblance of hope. An opportunity to grieve unalone. And your son took that from me.
Stole that from me. Killed that from me! People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Yeah, he is.
And I meant cut 10. That is the number 2 seed in this bracket, John Wick. It's John Wick against John Creasy. You've kind of panned yourself into a corner here, Eric.
It's a John off.
Yeah.
Better than if it was Jack Wick.
That's true.
Or Jill.
Oh, all right. Yeah, first of all, if you didn't know any better, you would think that could have just been a satire clip that we were just playing.
Yes. Right?
That's true.
And it gets way more weird and intense from there.
But, Man on Fire is one of my all-time favorites. Creasy. He's actually putting his life on the line for a human being.
Yeah, he did die.
And for that, I'm going Mr. Creasy.
For a little girl. She needed him.
I'm voting for John Wick.
John Wick wins easy here.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's even. You, yeah, this is tough, man. Listen, I didn't think the seeding was fair on this one.
Yeah.
I said this one and the Bourne and Brian Mills one were two unfair seedings. They didn't belong.
Creasy got jobbed on this one, boy.
Well, it's not over yet. Alec, what say you?
He did get jobbed because I'm going to vote for John Wick.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
Cheech. There you go. Sorry, Cheech.
Dude, as Kevin said off air, and then this might be another rant for a minute. John Wick, everybody feared him through the entire series, just by the mention of his name.
Like even Boban.
Yeah. Yes. But that one dude, his kid was like, what's the big deal? Let's just take him out. And then that dude just slapped the taste out of his mouth and was like, why don't you shut the hell up, kid? You don't know jack about Jack. All right.
About to find out, though.
Definitely doesn't know jack about John.
True. We're into the quarterfinals.
All right.
It is the number one seed, Ethan Hunt, against this man. The number eight seed, but he is cut number seven here. Ethan Hunt against Rambo.
I could have killed them all. I could have killed you. I'm telling you, the law out here, it's me. Don't push it. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
All-time booby trapper.
Yeah.
John Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now.
I'm going with Rambo over Hunt, even though we had Shea Whigham in here, who's been in the Mission Impossible movies.
True.
And Shea Whigham became our best friend.
Also true.
Which was on him more than it was us, honestly. I respect what Tom Cruise has done with this series. It's been very entertaining. But John Rambo again.
I'm going to vote for John Rambo as well.
Boom. Make it unanimous.
Wow, that was a three-way.
Okay.
Alec, were you going John Wick or Rambo too?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rambo.
All right, so that was four.
I knew you were going to do that. All right.
Like we're playing golf.
Next quarterfinal matchup. It's getting tough. Give me cut number eight, and let's introduce this man.
Hello again. I do owe you an explanation. My name is Bond, James Bond.
The number four seed, James Bond, against the number five seed, John McClane.
Have you seen the new potential Bonds? Like Tom Holland could be one. And I'm just not loving the group that they have.
A little small.
Listed. Yeah.
Hey.
Bad Boy Summer. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but he can run. That's really what it's about.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's have a crossover movie.
I love the Bond movies. I mean, everything about him. Go back and check out, what was her name? Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Jane Seymour?
Yeah, go check out Jane Seymour in the Bond movie. We were surprised.
Wedding Crashers, Jane Seymour?
Yes.
Yes.
Go check her out when...
Call me.
Yeah.
Kitty Cat.
This is now an American detective against a British agent.
Ooh, it's a good point.
And I think we have to choose America on this one, gentlemen.
Especially Independence Day week.
Yeah.
Like it is.
Oh, that's a great point.
There's really no way to go anywhere but the tank top wearing, the shoeless John McClane.
I'm also going to vote John McClane, which is going to bring just an all-American showdown in the semifinals.
It is a lot of America here.
All right. On the other side of the bracket, we have John Wick against Dutch from Predator. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm going to vote for John Wick.
This is where I will also vote for John Wick, even though he beat Creasy, and that still ticks me off.
Yeah, now you're just rooting for the guy that beat your guy. You know, like you're rooting for that team. I think that's the way to go. Wick is the way to go for this one yet again.
I mean, no one's got more kills on his resume, right?
Dutch might be pretty close.
Man.
Who's got the most kills in movies? I'm going to find it out.
That is a good question. We will look into that. Last quarterfinal matchup. Give me cut number 13, if you can, for Jason Bourne.
Could be worse than Snowden.
Facial recognition got a hit.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
That's a meme. That's one of those memes just that everybody plays all the time.
Alec, I'm going to lead off with you on this one. Number 6 seed, Jason Bourne, against the number 3 seed, Indiana Jones.
Oh, man. This is rough. I'm going to go with Indiana Jones because I grew up with it first. It's a little bit more sentimental to me, but I would listen to any argument that Jason Bourne probably is the better character.
I feel confident Jason Bourne is going to wax the floor with Indiana.
Indiana Jones's fighting style is nothing compared to Jason Bourne.
No,
like he's crafty. So is Jason Bourne. He's connected. So is Jason Bourne. He knows history. Jason Bourne can't remember his birthday. So.
Jason Bourne will kill Indiana with Indiana's own whip.
That is true.
Jason Bourne fought a whole bunch of spies. Rock on. Indiana Jones fought the Nazis, people who took your heart out of your chest.
True.
And aliens, and then eventually time travel. Now, those last two are stupid. But he fought off the Nazis and that person who can just take your heart out of your chest.
That's a fair argument.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying, Kevin.
You know who he didn't? Jason Bourne?
I'm voting for Jason Bourne.
You know who he didn't fight in those movies? Jason damn Bourne.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Jason Bourne got to exist because he helped defeat the Nazis.
By the way, Thanos has the most kills.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait, who? Thanos?
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm going to go back. That's a villain, though.
I got to get away from superheroes, so give me a few minutes.
Good guy, Dave.
I am voting for Indiana Jones, which means, ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie. Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. Indiana Jones and Jason Bourne. Who advances into the semifinals? Get your votes in right now. In the meantime, let's move to our other semifinal.
Jason Voorhees has 24,855 kills.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude. Every stupid topless camper, they had to be taken out.
There were that many of them out there?
Yeah, because they kept coming back to that same freaking... And then he got sent into space. This is his whole deal. Yeah. All right, give me cut number 9, if you can, please, Alec.
I'm a cop from New York.
New York?
Yeah. Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew? Better being caught with your pants down, huh? I'm John McClane.
Oh, man, that's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the semifinals, it's number 5 seeded John McClane against number 8 seeded Rambo. Where are you going?
Man, that's difficult. This is
another
this
John off.
Yeah, this is some heavyweight bouts right here where someone has to lose.
So this goes to, you just laid out the Indiana Jones theory about who he took on.
Yeah.
And Rambo took on a lot.
He did.
But McClane did take on a lot on our soil, and mostly on our soil, against people who were trying to attack us here.
He did have a movie called Live Free or Die Hard.
Yes.
So.
And I actually watched that the other day. It was pretty damn good.
He's a real patriot.
I'm going against what I thought I was
going
to do.
You're going with John?
I was going Rambo. I'm going John.
Wow. Alec, you go John McClane or John Rambo? Which actually, I'm just going to say Rambo, because John Rambo doesn't feel cool as much.
Yeah, I said John. I really
Rambo.
Should go back and figure out which one.
Yeah, he's on a one single name basis. I think he's earned that, and I think that's why I'm going to pick him. I'm going with Rambo.
I love the way you went about that, Medford. I still think that Rambo, with his ability to win, I mean, put him in the jungle, put him, I think, anywhere, and he's going to find a way to come out on top.
I'm with you.
So, I'm gonna go with my Italian brother, John Rambo.
Wow.
I'm going to go with John McClane.
Oh, another one. From the 817, McClane killed a helicopter with a car.
That I didn't love. All right, Alec, did you say Rambo, Alec?
I did.
All right, that means it's a tie.
I know. Let's
go to the fan text. By the way, on the other side, Jason Bourne is victorious.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
We got common sense out there.
It was close, but yeah, y'all are right. Now, this would be the most amazing hand-to-hand combat you've probably ever seen in the history of the world. It's number 6 seed Jason Bourne against John Wick. While we vote on that, you guys need to decide between Rambo and John McClane on the other side of the semifinal.
Kevin, Wick versus Bourne, correct?
That's right. Bourne versus Wick.
All right. Okay. I'll take the home team on this one. The second one is usually the home team. I did go look. Of the people on this list,
yeah,
John Wick's at 435, which is the most. There are people with a lot more, like Killmonger. He has 2,200.
Sure.
I don't even know the number for a couple of these other ones. But of the humans, it looks like it's John Wick on this list. So I'm going to go with John Wick being the greatest action hero in this round.
I'm going to go with Bourne here. This is very, very, this is tough. I'm not going to lie. This is really, really tough. But I think Jason Bourne, he's that dude to me.
I think that Jason Bourne would hear Wick's name and go, oh no. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think John Wick would go, that's going to be a tough one. You know, I got to go find I need a gun. First, I need a gun.
Yeah. See, I think if these guys have weapons, I'm going to go with John. But if we're going hand to hand, I lean Bourne.
Good point. It does seem like Wick always needs a gun, though. He's like, first I'm going to need a gun to take down this entire building of people.
And to his credit, I don't know if it's a need or a want, but yeah. He does love just capping folks.
Yeah, he does.
What say you, Alec? You go John Wick or Jason Bourne?
I can admire special levels and reasons of pettiness, and I think that's what John Wick embodies. Mm. Going with John Wick because I would go to war for my dog too, especially if it was because it was a descendant of a deceased lover. Yeah, I'm in on the whole storytelling there. I don't care if he needs a gun to win a battle. I just like that he's going to war for his dog, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love that level of petty, that level of commitment. That's what I live for.
Now he has the ballerina to teach or whatever.
That's right.
I have to admit, I'm surprised. In the finals, I'm not surprised by this. On the right side of the bracket is John Wick. On the left side of the bracket, it was back and forth, but a late surge for Rambo has pushed him into the final. Now,
somebody did say, Kevin, real quick, Rambo did kill cartel, Russians, Viet Cong, and so many more.
He did. He's a badass. So I thought John McClane was the only person who could potentially beat John Wick, but it's Rambo now, so we'll see. Alec, I'm going to let you start this thing off. Do you take Rambo or do you take John Wick as the greatest action movie hero with no superpowers of all time?
This has gotten just more and more difficult, and I hate it because I feel like there are no wrong answers. But as much as I admire the pettiness of John Wick, I think I admire the masculinity more of Rambo and the first name basis. John doesn't scare me. Rambo does. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Rambo.
Good, good call, man. He just oozes testosterone.
Trying.
Again, it doesn't matter. Neutral field, home game, anywhere in the world, the jungle, the swamp. John Rambo is ready for action.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Even when you feel like, you know what, he's now just kind of being a tour guide. He's just here to kind of be just the old retired guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can wake up the inner monster inside of him.
I'm going to vote. So that's two for Rambo. I'm
going
to vote for John Wick.
Oh, no.
Corey Majors, if you vote for Rambo, it's over. If you vote for John Wick, the people get to choose the winner, or Lucius. We'll see. Could be one or the other.
Don't
know.
Did you not hear the story I told about John Rambo? However,
that was such a good story.
It was a good story. However, I fell in love with the John Wick series.
The Boogeyman.
And I do fear Baba Yaga. I am very terrified of him. And I just don't get, what are the coins? Like, he has all the coins and he's like, I got so many of them. I love those movies for one. So I got to go with John Wick on this one, guys. This is tough. I'm sorry, guys.
It is a tie.
Tied it up.
John Wick, the number 2 seed, and Rambo, the number 8 seed. Who is, I feel like Eric's taking to his phone right now, so we can go ahead and text. Yeah. Hit us up.
Rambo, 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 Rambo.
On the Twitch and the YouTube and the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. Who is the greatest action hero of all time? Is it John Wick or is it Rambo? I really hope that Colby Sapp has texted in, because I feel like this would be a terrible...
My dad is very upset that Chuck Norris isn't on this list at all. So that's...
I didn't make this list.
I gotta explain to him, though, that it's not the human. But Chuck Norris just plays Chuck Norris. You know, I think we all understand that.
Yeah.
In the eyes of a ranger.
I don't know if I'm gonna argue for the, like, stretch and range of Sylvester Stallone in this part of his career either. So... All right, hold on.
I did. Wolchuk did text.
Dude, this is a lot now.
What did Wolchuk say?
Wick would sneak up on Rambo and cap his ass.
I don't know if people are sneaking up on Rambo, man.
Yeah. Dude, he's the booby trap king. He would
everything booby trap for himself. I understand it.
This is a shocking amount of feedback.
And to the people that are wishing me happy birthday, I can't see. Like, it's flying in with text. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Thank you.
It's a shocking amount of feedback.
Oh my gosh.
And the reason why I'm delaying for time is because it's kind of gone back and forth.
It has.
Rambo has done better than I anticipated, but it looks like it looks like by a hair.
Late surge for Rambo 2.
Yeah, Rambo is making it, and it's hard to do all this counting like while looking at Twitch and YouTube on the fly.
And trying to make sure that it's not the same number over and over.
I don't think it's
not, dude. I think we might break the fan text.
The winner.
It's starting to smoke a little bit.
YouTube right now is definitely split.
Okay.
And it looks like it's all Rambo from the Twitch.
So okay.
That's where we are right now. Now we just got some Wick going. Oh my gosh, this is great.
It looks like the winner by about 2%. The greatest action hero of all time is John Wick. John Wick! Oh, wow. The number 2 seed is the greatest of all time. However, it does appear as though if Rambo was a worthy foe, it's like a 52-48% situation.
No. Lucius
hold on. Lucius, come in here. Hurry up.
He's like, I don't even want to.
Thank you. We're killing the clock right here.
That's fine.
Corey's going to be sad. We got to give away. Don't worry. We can actually do that at any
Nobody
point. We'll try and get it here.
Would we
all
do
right,
this
hold
for.
On. Hold on. Here comes.
Bring it.
Actual veteran himself. Lucius,
how is it not John Rambo?
Thank you.
Okay, so your vote is for John Rambo.
I was a little concerned earlier. I was like, man, there's no Arnold on the list. But then you guys said the hero himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't. You know, I didn't get caught up on that. But John Rambo.
Yeah.
John, are you kidding me? John Thank Wick you. Is not John Rambo. John yeah, Rambo bro. Is the original.
Lucius has just pushed.
John Wick is his son.
The pendulum.
Did Rambo ever wear a shirt too? Like John Wick always had a coat on.
Oh, he was always greased up too,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, just oozing testosterone.
Yes.
Here's what's gonna
bloody,
happen.
Bloody doesn't matter.
Oh, bro, John Rambo.
He should have bled out a thousand times.
When he did the headband, it was time.
Yeah.
But I'm still with John Wick. I get it.
So here's what's gonna happen. It's a tie.
Great vote, Lucius.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're going to go to break. Keep sending in your texts, your Twitches, your YouTubes. But also, what we're going to do is we're going to do a giveaway. Alec will tell you if you call a number 10. All you need to say if he answers the phone is Wick or Rambo.
Okay.
All right? That's all you need to do. He'll tell you if you're caller number 10. Because Gavin Dawson is right here to tip the scales again. We're destroying our clock.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I walk off the elevator. I see Lucius walking back to the Pimp Cub, shaking his head. I go, what's going on? He's like, Wick over Rambo? And I'm like, what's going on? What happened from my walk from the parking garage to the elevator?
So you're here to vote for?
Rambo.
Oh my God.
Wow, so half a G-bag, it sounds like. Well, I guess about there's like
three
20,
quarter. Yeah, there's a lot of people on G-bag.
But half of them feel like it's Wick, half of them feel Rambo. That's a divided show already.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Chuck's a Wickman. All right, so we're going to give something away. 877-881-1053 for your T-Pain ticket giveaway. Also tell us Rambo or Wick. It looks like now it's going to be back in control of Rambo. Coming up next, the C-Block. We announce the winner.
Yeah.
All hell is broken loose right here on The Fan.